Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan. In the name of God, the abundantly merciful and intensely merciful. Prayers be upon Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, the Imams and Mahdis. The Almighty said, "And when he reached his full strength and was on a straight path, we gave him wisdom and knowledge. This is how we reward the good. And he entered the city at a time when its people were unaware, and he found therein two men fighting, one of his own followers and the other of his enemies. And his follower asked for his support against he who was of his enemies. So Moses struck him with his fist and killed him. He said, 'This is of Satan's work. Verily, he is an obvious, misleading enemy.' He said, 'My Lord, verily I have done myself injustice, so forgive me.' So he forgave him. Verily, he is the forgiving, the merciful. He said, 'My Lord, for as much as you have favored me, I will not be a supporter of the criminals.' And he became in the city afraid and vigilant, when suddenly the one who sought his help the previous day cried out to him. Once again, Moses said to him, 'Indeed, you are an evident, persistent deviator.' And when he wanted to kill the man who was an enemy to both of them, he said, 'O Moses, do you want to kill me as you killed the person yesterday? Only if you want to be a tyrant in the earth, and you wish not to be a reformer.'" Chapter 28, verses 14 to 19. Question 22, The Allegories, Volume 1. Did Moses, peace be upon him, kill the Coptic by mistake, meaning without the intention to kill him, but it occurred because of a blow? And if Moses' killing of the Coptic was intentional, does that make it a disobedience to God or an unfavored action? Imam Ahmed al-Hassan answers this question and says, Moses' killing of the Coptic was intentional and deliberate, and it happened after he reached his full strength. Quran chapter 28 verse 14. And after God gave him wisdom and knowledge. Quran chapter 28 verse 14. Thus, this killing was not an act of disobedience for Moses, nor an unfavored act. Rather, it was a correct act, considering it is the killing of an enemy of God and a supporter of Satan. Question number 2. The thing described to be of Satan's work, Quran chapter 28 verse 15, was this the action of the killing by Moses? The thing described to be of Satan's work is the Coptic himself, considering that he was of Satan's making and one of his followers. God said in the description of the disobedient to his parents and disbelieving son of Noah, "He is verily a vicious act," Quran chapter 11 verse 46. So he, the Almighty, described the son of Noah to be a vicious act. And the Almighty said about Moses, "And I made you for myself," Quran chapter 20 verse 41. The obvious misleading enemy in the verse is the Coptic himself, considering that he was from Satan's army, and he showed his enmity to the successors of God. Question number 3. What did Moses, peace be upon him, ask forgiveness for? And what is the guilt he committed? Moses, peace be upon him, asked for forgiveness from God and repented to him for staying in the palace of Pharaoh, may God curse him, after he knew that he was an enemy of God. Thus, the guilt he committed was staying in the palace of the Pharaoh, may God curse him. He made people around the Pharaoh increase, even though Moses was not satisfied with the Pharaoh's actions. That is why he said after the forgiveness, he said, "My Lord, for as much as you have favored me, I will not be a supporter of the criminals." Chapter 28, verse 17. Meaning, the favor of forgiveness and the favor of physical strength and the criminals are the Pharaoh and his soldiers. Question number 4. Why did Moses not kill the other Coptic man? Imam Ahmed al-Hassan answers, this is because when the second Coptic saw Moses saying these words, he went off running in fear of Moses. and he informed Pharaoh Magad-Chersen about what Moses, peace be upon him, had done. Question number 5. Why did Moses describe the Israelite to be an obvious misleader? Imam Ahmad al-Hassan answers, Moses, peace be upon him, described the Israelite to be an obvious misleader because he, the Israelite, was supposed to be more cautious and discreet and was not supposed to expose himself to a clash with the soldiers of the Pharaoh again within such a short period of time and not so openly. He then calls Moses, peace be upon him, and cries out for him, meaning he calls him loudly to make it clear for everyone that the one who killed the Coptic the day before was Moses. Peace be upon him.
Podcast. The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.